Father, we thank you for guarding us again at your feet tonight, to feed us with the word of life. One word from God is enough to change our life forever. Father, we are trusting you for that one word to come tonight, to change our life at every junction where it must be changed, with an eternal impact, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I humble myself under your hand as I come to share this word, and I ask for fresh grace and unction upon my heart, upon my lips, and upon the ears and the heart of every one of us listening here, directly or remotely through the media, that by the reason of your spirit, I will bring forth this word as an oracle of God, bringing forth things new and old from this word of the kingdom, that by this word will be profited and will be established in the intricacies and details of your good pleasure for us. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, I pray that as I minister, the power of God will fill the air and empower us all to be doers of this word, so that we will be blessed, so that, Lord, we will inherit this fullness of your spirit and inheritance that you have prepared for us, in the name of Jesus. Father, we also pray that this word will be a refreshing to our parents in the Lord. And by this word, O Lord, they will see the travail of their soul, and they will be satisfied in our lives, individually and corporately, especially me, in the name of Jesus. And they will be glad, in the name of Jesus. Father, we are very grateful. We bless your name. We give you glory and praise for a free course for your word, from the throne of grace to me, through me, and to every one of us here and under the sound of my voice. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for precedented open heavens. Thank you for visions of God. Thank you, Lord our God, for the stretching forth of your hand to confirm your word with signs and wonders following, clarifying it and amplifying it, that we all, by this word, may press into these great things that you have prepared for us, and manifest the glory of our God. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's open our Bibles to John chapter 17. We want to go straight to verse 6 so that we can redeem the time and say the few things that we need to say tonight, and God can finish his work in our lives. John chapter 17, verse 6. This is our Lord Jesus Christ speaking. That was at the last meeting with his disciples before his passion, after the Passover feast with them. He said, "I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou givest me out of the world. Thine they were, thou givest them me, and they have kept thy word." Let's read it together. "I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou givest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou givest them me, and they have kept thy word." I want to minister today on keeping God's word. Keeping God's word. Now, two things I want us to note in this verse as we begin this message. Number one, Jesus is talking to God. He wasn't talking to the disciples. And he said, number one, "Father, I have manifested your name to this man," talking about the disciple. Then concerning disciple, he gave a commendation to God. He said, you give them to me because they are dying, but they have kept your word. They have kept your word. They have kept your word. Now, it reminds me, okay, this is the Amplified. I have manifested your name. I've revealed your very self, your real self, to the people whom you have given me out of the world. They were yours. You gave them to me. They have obeyed and kept your word. This verse reminds me of the same place where Apostle Paul was about to leave the Ephesian church. Acts chapter 20 verse 32. You know. And he said, I commend you unto God and to the word of his grace that is able to build you up and give you your inheritance among the saints. This is like the Lord Jesus Christ commending the disciples unto God and unto that word which they have kept. Praise the Lord. Now, the first thing he said is, I have manifested thy name unto them. What does it mean, God's name? God's name involves three things amidst many other. It means his authority, his character, and his power. Can I hear you say God's name? Means his authority, his character, and his power. So Jesus manifested those three things to them. His authority, his sovereignty over all things, his character, his love, his goodness, his faithfulness, his character, then his power, his ability to do all things. As I begin to teach on keeping God's word, let me just establish some things from this verse. Number one, we must submit to God's authority. Say, we must submit to God's authority. And when we submit to God's authority, you know what will happen? We will develop his character. You cannot develop the character of God without submitting to God's authority. And God's authority is his word. And when we develop his character, he will entrust us with his power. He will endue us with his power. We saw that in the lives of the disciple. And when he entrusts and endues us with his power and glory, then we'll be able to serve his purpose and his pleasure on the earth. And when we serve his purpose and pleasure on the earth, we will glorify his name on the earth like Jesus did. So let me just repeat those five things. Say, we must submit to God's authority and so develop his character so that we can be entrusted and endued with his power. And in this season, we know what that power is, talking about the Spirit without measure, whether at borrowed level or at fullness level. And when we are entrusted and endued with his power, we will serve his purpose and pleasure. We know what that is. Amen. To save all men and bring them to the knowledge of the truth, to destroy the works of the devil, to disciple all nations, to liberate those that are appointed to death, you know, the creation from the bondage of corruption, to bring many sons unto glory. Well, and when we do that, we will glorify his name on the earth, like Jesus glorifies his name on the earth. Now, how do we submit to God's authority? Simple, by keeping his word. That's one. That's clear. We submit to God's authority by keeping his word, by obeying his set men. We submit to God's authority by keeping his word, by obeying his statement and by uniting with saints under his authority or the authority of his statement. That's what the disciple did. And that was why Jesus was commending them in his prayer unto God. Amen. They submitted to God's authority. They submitted to God's authority through our Lord Jesus Christ. And they bounded together to be one to fulfill the purpose. Now, why must we keep the word of God? Before we go into how. Let's. Number one, for fruitfulness. Can I say for fruitfulness? Luke chapter 8, verse 15. Luke chapter 8, verse 15. But that on the good ground, let's read together. But that on the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. Now listen, only those on the good ground in honest heart that kept the word brought forth fruit with patience. That's parable of the sower. Now, all the other ground did not bring forth fruit, but the word came unto all of them. It came to the roadside heart. It came to the stony heart. It came to the thorny heart. And it came to this good ground. But only the good heart brought forth fruit by keeping the word. And when Mark was talking about it, he talked about the good heart. Some brought 30-fold, some brought 60-fold, some brought 100-fold. That means there are different level and degree of keeping the word. And to the level to which you keep the word, to that level will you bring forth fruit. Now, when we are talking about fruit, primarily we are talking about the fruit of God's character. But there's also the fruit of what the word of God is promising. Because every word of God that God sent has a purpose that God wants to accomplish. And it's by keeping that word that that word, that fruit will come forth. For instance, God sent a word to Mary. Thou shalt have a son. Blessed are thou amongst many women and all that and all that. Now, the purpose of that word was to bring forth the Son of God, the incarnation of the Son of God. Now, Mary did what? Received the word and kept it. And he said, be it unto me according to the word of God. And that purpose, that fruit of the Son of God came into manifestation. Do you understand? Amen. Now, we are in a season in which every word that God has spoken will be fulfilled. Because before the end comes, not one jot, not one tittle, but it will be fulfilled in those that keep the word. So there is going to arise an army of those that keep the word. That's why we are teaching this. God wants you to join that army of keeping the word. Not a 30-fold, not a 60-fold. Somebody say, I'm an 100-folder. Amen. You go all the way to keep all the word. Amen. So for fruitfulness. Amen. Now, somewhere in Psalm 1, I don't want to read it, but it talks about bringing forth his fruit in a season. There's a particular fruit that the word of God is about to bring forth in this season. Amen. The manifestation of the sons of God. Amen. The word of God that has been coming to us, do you understand me, has a design. Is to perfect us, mature us, bring us to the place that as we keep that word, that fruit of the manifestation of the sons of God will be seen on the earth. Amen. Amen. So we will bring forth our fruit in this season as we keep on keeping the word of God. Amen. Number two, why we must keep the word of God. For us to be blessed. Say, for us to be blessed. Amen. Let me first of all read the scripture before I share on that. Jesus was ministering somewhere and he was doing miracles. And suddenly one woman saw her and said, "Ah, blessed is the womb that gave birth to you and the paps that you suck from." And Jesus answered, Luke chapter 11 verse 28. But the Lord Jesus answered, 11:28. Okay. But he said, "Yea, rather, blessed are they that hear the word and keep it." The blessing that Mary received did not come, do you understand me, because he gave suck to Jesus. It came because she received the word of God and kept it and brought forth that word. That woman didn't get it. So we are not blessed without keeping the word. James emphasized it. He said, "Is the doer," James 1:25, "is the doer of the work that shall be blessed." Let's not deceive ourselves. We must look at the law of liberty. We must continue there. We must keep it, and with patience. Now, when we are talking about blessing, I need to define something. Praise the Lord. Amen. The Bible says, "The blessing of the Lord maketh rich and had no sorrow." You know, the blessing of God is an empowerment. Do you understand me? To make you succeed, excel, and prosper in the purposes of God. Is it clear? And that blessing is unfolded and made manifest when we keep the word. Is it clear? Amen. As we keep the word, that's the sum total of Deuteronomy 28. "You shall hearken, Abi, to the voice of the Lord your God, to hear his voice and to keep it. And the Lord your God will set thee on high above all the nations of the earth." Now, has that word been fulfilled? Are there a set of saints that are above all the nations of the earth? That means we have not been keeping the word to the level where we see the fulfillment of that word. But the season has come. Did you get it? Amen. Amen. Say, "And all these blessings will come upon you and overtake you." That's what he said in Deuteronomy. Now, number three, we're talking about why keep the word of God. For the manifestation of Christ and his spirit. John chapter 14 verse 21. John chapter 14 verse 21. Is he on the board? Okay. This is the Lord Jesus talking. We're talking about keeping the word. Why it is important. "He that has my commandment," can I hear you? "And keepeth them." Can I hear you say keepeth them? Not that "he that has my commandment." "He that has my commandment and..." I hope you know that the Pharisees had the commandment, but they never kept it. So it's not talking about those that have the commandment alone. "Say, he that has my commandment and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him." Praise the Lord. Amen. I will manifest myself to him in wisdom, in power, in glory, in authority. in miracles, signs, and wonders, I will manifest myself to him. I want to use a word that we are familiar with. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. I want to link it with this word, manifestation. Someone say manifestation. He said, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given. Can I hear you? The manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with her. But Jesus told us how we will get that manifestation. How did he say? By having my commandment and keeping it, I will manifest myself to you. Amen. Praise the Lord. And verse 8, it talked about the manifestation of the Spirit, talking about power gifts, talking about utterance gifts, talking about, you know, vocal gifts, revelation gifts. Praise the Lord. So to the extent we keep the word in love for the Lord, to that extent we will see this manifestation. Amen. And higher, we see the manifestation of the glory. Because the manifestation is attached to keeping the word. Can I say manifestation is attached to keeping the commandment, to keeping the word. Amen. Then he went on, verse 23, John chapter 14, verse 23. Is it 23? John 14, 23. Still talking about manifestation of the presence of God. Now it said, and Jesus answered unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. Can I say he will keep my words? And my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. The Father and the Son and the Spirit will come and dwell with you. The presence of God will be with you. Now, do we think that Jesus is just jiving? So why are we not seeing the manifest presence of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit tangibly? Because we are not keeping the word to the level we should. Jesus was saying something in John chapter 8, verse 29. He said, my Father has not left me alone. He said, he's always with me. Because I do the things. I always do those things that please him. I always keep his word. That means there is something that we can do on an individual basis that can make God's presence tangibly permanent with us. It is in our hand. It's not in the hand of God. The key is in whose hand? Amen. Amen. Number 4. And we are getting into an era where we'll be seeing the presence of God in tangible manifestation. We will see the glory, we will see the fire, we will see the power. Amen. There are three kinds of presence of God. There is the omnipresence of God. You know about that. It's everywhere, all over the universe. Abi? There is the abiding presence of God. And there is the manifest presence of God. When he said the Father and the will come and dwell with you, he's talking about manifest presence. And he gave us the key. He's talking about manifestation. Okay, number 4, talking about why we must keep the word. We are talking about keeping the word now. We are taking it to a higher level so that we can enter the things that are ordained for us in this time. Why we must keep the word? For distinguishing and discerning those who love God and His Christ and those who don't. For distinguishing and discerning those who love God and His Christ and those who don't. Okay, now the Lord said in John chapter 14, verse 21, that said, He said, He that has my commandment and keepeth them, he it is that love me. Now, but there's something that will distinguish those that keep that commandment, the manifestation of Jesus in their life. It will make them different from those that are not keeping the commandment. That was why when Peter talked before the Sanhedrin, they took notes. He has been with Jesus. An unlearned man. They saw the boldness. He has wrought a notable miracle and they could argue with it. It's different. This is not just a fisherman you are talking about. It's a different man. Something is manifest in his life. They were keeping the word. Amen. Now, he planned it for them. He planned it for us. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, those that don't keep the word, we always persecute those that keep the word. You know why? They are not doing it. That's why the Pharisees kept persecuting Jesus and kept persecuting his disciples. So we will distinguish those that are keeping. But most importantly, let me use the word of Moses to say it. Exodus chapter 33, to talk about the differentiation, the distinguishing between those that keep the word and those that do not. Exodus chapter 33, verse 14, 15, and 16. And this is God talking to Moses. Moses has said, if I find favor in your sight, don't leave us alone. Go with us and all that. And this is God's answer to Moses. And he said, my presence shall go with you and I give you rest. That this is God talking. He's talking about his manifest presence. Maybe we know that, Abi. The cloud of glory, the pillar of fire, my presence will go with you. Okay. Verse 15. And he said unto him, if your presence go not with us, carry us not from up hence. Verse 16. Let's read together. For wherein shall it be known that I and thy people have found grace in your sight? Is it not in that thou goest with us? So shall we be separated, I and thy people, from all the people that are upon the face. So the presence will make a difference. It will make the distinguishing. Shall we read? Can you give it to me in Amplified? We separate between those that are keeping and those that are not. Yes, thank you, sir. Malachi chapter 3, verse. You know, it will separate between those that are serving him and those that are serving not. Those that fear him and taught on his name, his character. Amplified. By what shall it be known? Let's read Amplified together. By what shall it be known that I and your people have found favor in your sight? Is it not in your going with us? So that we are distinguished. Someone say distinguished. I and your people from all the other people upon the face of the earth. Amen. So keeping the word of God will bring God's manifest presence to us, which will distinguish us. Amen. Okay. Number 5. Why keep the word of God? So that we can perfect the love of God. So that we can perfect the love of God and so dwell in God. 1 John chapter 2 verse 5. 1 John chapter 2 verse 5. Is he here? Okay, this is... let's read King James. Can we read together? But whoso keep his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know that we are in Him. Amen. 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 It's the Word of God, it's the keeping of the Word of God that will perfect the love of God in our hearts, in our will, in our emotions, in our mind, and in our body. To the place that we become rooted and grounded in that love, so that we can be filled with all the fullness of God. It's keeping of the Word of God. Are we following? Okay. Number six, to enjoy open doors. Revelation chapter 3 verse 8. Can we read together? I know thy works. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it, for thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Why did he set an open door before them? Pastor has been talking about access to the fullness of God. I believe this open door is not talking about open door with men for business. That's the way we think it. That is still true. You can enjoy that. Amen. But at this level, it's talking about access to God. I mean, God opens his door. You can come in anytime to obtain and tap into that infinity, like Pastor has been telling us. Did you get what I mean? Someone say access. 24. Revelation 4:1. Okay. 4:1. That's open door. Okay. Revelation 4:1. After this I looked, behold, a door was open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was, as it were, I can't hear you, as it were, a trumpet talking with me, say, come up hither, and I will show you things which must be hereafter. Open door to see things that is to come. To see into the deep things of God. Access into the treasure house of God. The treasury of his wisdom and knowledge. The treasury of his power. Because you have kept my word. Amen. Okay. Number 7. I will soon move to how to keep the word, because that's what we need. But we need all anyway. For to be kept from the hour of temptation. Why we must keep the word? Revelation chapter 3, we are still reading chapter 3, verse 10. Because you have kept, let's read loud and cry, because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I will also keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon the world to try them that are upon the earth. That dwell upon the earth. Because you have kept my word, I will also keep you. Amen. Because you have kept my word, I will also keep you from the hour of temptation that is come upon those that dwell upon the earth. Amen. Darkness covered the earth, gross darkness. But God said, he will keep us to the level to which we keep his word. You know Psalm 91. He said, 1,000 may fall at our side, 10,000 at the right hand. It shall not come near thee. Why? Because you are keeping his word and dwelling in him, in his secret place. Do you know something? All the evil that is happening on the earth doesn't have to touch you. That's what Psalm 91 is all about. Psalm 91 is the blessing of those that keep the word. It says, surely you will deliver me from the snare of the fowler. from the noisome pestilence. Under your wings will I trust. Abi, your tool will be my shield and my buckler. I will not be afraid for the arrow that fly by day. I hope you know arrows are flying by day. Amen. Nor for the terror by night, nor destruction that lays waste at noonday. Nor for pestilence that stalk in darkness. He said, these things may be killing thousands at your sight, and it will not. So, the fact that people are falling right and center beside you does not mean you will fall. Except you are not. So, the key is in our hand. Now, God has said the hour of temptation is coming upon the world. That means we are going to see some magnitude of temptation among them that we have not seen before. We have started seeing it. The bad banks is increasing and all that. But you know something? It will not touch us. He said it. I will keep you because you are keeping my word. Amen. And finally, 8. Why we must keep the word? For our sanctification and holiness. John chapter 17, verse 17. He said, John chapter 17, verse 17. Can we read together? He said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. What is God going to use to sanctify us? What is God going to use to make us holy? His word. How is he going to use it when we keep it? Praise the Lord. Amen. You remember Ephesians chapter 5. Okay, let's read the Amplified. Sanctify them, purify them, consecrate them, separate them for yourself from the world. Separate them from lust. Separate them from ungodliness. Separate them from the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life. Separate them from these things unto yourself and make them holy. How? By your truth, which is your word. When we keep the word of God, God will use that word to do what? To sanctify us, to make us holy and keep us holy. That's what Ephesians 5 tells us, verse 26 and 27. He said that he may sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word. So that what will happen? So that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. How are we going to get to a place where there is no spot? How are we going to get to a place where there is no wrinkle? Keeping the word diligently. Thank you, sir. Amen. Amen. How are we going to get to a place where we are a church full of glory? Keeping the word. Now, let's go to how do we keep the word? Praise the Lord. Now, keeping the word of God is not by natural might, nor by natural power. I think that's the major mistake that a lot of saints make. We need mercy and grace to keep the word of God. Yes. It's not by natural might. It's not by natural power. It's by the Spirit of God walking through our spirits, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. Did you get what I've just said? Let me repeat it for emphasis. We can't do the Word of God because we strengthen ourselves. Now, I'm going to keep this word.
you will find out that the more you try, you find out that there is something in your body, there's something in your mind, in the air, in your will, and in your emotions that will resist your keeping the word. You won't know that until you try to keep it. Amen. So keeping the word is not a walkover like that. Yet it can be a walkover because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. If you learn of him. Amen. So praise the Lord. The first key to keeping the word of God is fearing and loving him. And I will explain. Fearing and loving God. That's the first key. In Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13, what does the Bible say there? It says, let's hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and do what? For this is the whole duty of man. Amen. Now, the whole duty of man. Now, I said fearing God and loving him. They are different sides of the same coin. Now, fearing God, we have learned that. That is honesty and humility. Abi? And honesty will get you the mercy. And humility will get you the grace. And with the mercy and grace, because you love God, you will strive and you'll be able to. Did you get it? If you get mercy and grace and you don't love God, you won't make effort because it requires effort. Do you understand what I mean? To crucify, the lust and the affection of the flesh, to put it under, to resist the power in the air. So there must be something driving you. Love for God. That's why Jesus said, he that loveth me, keep my commandment. It takes love for God to go all the way to keep his commandment. Because keeping his commandment is not naturally the inclination of man. It's like climbing uphill. Is it clear? It's like rolling a boat against the tide. So you must have something that is driving you. It's the love of God. What the fear of God will do is that it will supply you with the mercy and the grace that will strengthen your love. Loving God alone won't get it done. But loving God is crucial because that's what is driving you. But the fear of God will supply you with the mercy and grace to do it. Is it clear? Amen. Amen. Okay. Number two. We keep the word of God by praying with all kind of prayer in the spirit. Because there's an opposition. And it takes the power of the spirit to overcome that opposition in your body, in your soul, and in the air. That's what Pastor has been teaching on his recent time. You take up the whole armor of God. Abi, then you take the word of God and you do what? And you pray. That's the sword of the spirit. And you pray with all kinds of prayer in the spirit. Why? So that by praying with all kinds of prayer in the spirit, you are going to mortify and crucify the lust and affection of the flesh and deal with the power of the enemy in the air so that you can have liberty, room to do what you want to do. Paul said, the things I want to do, I don't do. Is the things I don't want to do that I'm doing. Who will deliver me? Amen. But he said, thanks be unto God, Jesus. Amen. And how did Jesus do it? By giving us the law of the spirit of life, on which praying with all kind of prayer in the spirit is a launching pad. Amen. Amen. We keep the word of God, I said, by fearing and loving God, by praying it, that is with all kind of prayer in the spirit. And you know, when you pray, amen, the Bible says you come to the throne of grace, you obtain mercy and grace to help you at every point of need. Amen. Praise the Lord. By taking it, what does that mean? Matthew 11:12. The kingdom of God, keeping the word of God, suffers violence. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost suffer violence. Amen. Allows the violent take it by force. Amen. The spiritually violent. Praise the Lord. From the days of John the Baptist. Okay, let's read it in Amplified. Let's take it in Amplified. Very good. From the days of John the Baptist until the present time, the kingdom of God has endured violent assault, and violent men seize it by force as a precious prize. A share in the heavenly kingdom is sought with most ardent zeal and intense exertion. Let's read another scripture. Matthew 12:29. We are familiar with that. There are no new things. Or else, how can one enter a strong man's house and spoil his good except he bind the strong man? Then he will spoil his house. Now, Pastor has taught us many times. He said there's a force working in the air. Abi, the power. And he's coordinating things. He's coordinating circumstances. Is coordinating the deeds in your body and in your mind, and is coordinated in such a way that it will oppose your doing the word of God. So how are you going to get your flesh and your mind and your circumstances from that power? You have to bind him. That's the strong man. Do you understand? That's why you can't do the word of God without spiritual warfare. You can't keep the word of God. That's why the Pharisees couldn't keep it. Not that they didn't know it. That's why only one out of the four grounds kept it. Ground number one, why did he keep it? The devil came and took the word easily. He wasn't honest. He wasn't humble. He wasn't fearing God. He didn't even love God, so the devil just walking. Well, you better keep the word of God. Ground number two. They received the word of God with joy, but they didn't have root. Then, when persecution and affliction arose for the word's sake, they were offended and they withered away. They didn't keep the word. God wants them to keep the word. That means it takes more than just desire. It takes violence. Someone say violence. Spiritual violence. Spiritual warfare. Are you getting it? So keeping the word is, it's easy to say keep the word, keep the word, keep the word. Do you understand what I mean? It takes a fight, because there's somebody to overcome to keep the word. It's the prince of the power of the air. That's why that morning watch is a must. Amen. That's why praying always, every 6 hours, at every opportunity, in every temptation, is a must. Because you want to do the will of God. You want to keep his word. Do you understand me? There are opposition to overcome every time. Are you following? Okay, so we take it by force. We bind that strong man and we take away our flesh from under his influence. We'll take away our soul from under his influence. We'll take away our circumstances from under his influence. We'll take away our family from under his influence. If you don't do it, everybody will run riot. You yourself, you will run riot. So, keeping the word, that's why there are a lot of places where the word of God is preached, but the people are not keeping the word of God, because there's a power that must go with the word of God for you to keep it. That's what our parents are doing. Shepherd watching over their flocks by night. Sometimes you find yourself easy doing the word easily. It's because somebody has cleared the air. You will hear pastor anytime he's preaching, say, oh, that the power of God will go with this word and then power the people to do it. The fact that you have heard the word of God doesn't mean you are going to do it. In fact, I can tell you that the fact that you have heard it, battle have just started. Because immediately that word comes, the devil knows he must fight you. Otherwise, he will keep it. He will first of all tell you, don't mind them. That can be true for you. So you have to humble yourself and be honest. They are speaking the truth. Immediately you say, they are not. And you say, no, it can't be for me. So he will just take the word easily. So if he has taken the word, how can you keep it? Then you know the thought that is stony heart. Is it the thorny? They receive the word of God, but the chaos of this world, deceitfulness of riches, lust of other things. That's why self-denial is a must. You are not going to keep the word of God if you don't deny yourself. Jesus said it. If any man will follow me, that means keep my word. To follow him means to keep his word. Is not so? Is that not so? If any man will follow me, let him first of all deny himself. Then carry his cross. The cross is to crucify the lust and affection and every other thing. If you don't deny yourself, the devil will always find something to use to choke that word so that it will never be fruitful. Did you get it? So keeping the word of God requires violence. You take it by force. Amen. You take the battle to the gate of the enemy. Before he wakes up in the morning, you are already awake and taken over the air. Amen. And take over your body and everything from his grip so that your body can behave the way you want it to behave. Do you understand? Praise the Lord. The next one is you talk it. You talk the word. Now, the way, praise the Lord, the way we have things that we want in the kingdom is by saying them. The way God gets what he wants in creation is by saying them. And he said, be ye therefore imitators of God as dear little children. So the way you are going to get what you want is by saying them. You want righteousness, you have to say it. I love righteousness and I hate iniquity with a passion. You want to abstain from all appearance of evil, you must say it. And I abstain from all appearance of evil. Amen. You don't want to be envious, you don't want to be jealous, you must say it. I'm not envious and I'm not jealous. You don't want to be rude. You don't want to be important. You must say it. It's not, you are not going to have it if you don't say it. So after you have bound the devil, then you say what you want to have. Amen. Did you get it? And thank God we have, oh God. Like Pastor Day was saying, we have an archive. You see that book, Daily Guide, and all that? That is 30 years of distilled wisdom on how to keep the word. That, a Daily Guide to perfecting the love of God. 30 years of distilled wisdom that has been proven, that we can see the evidence of it in Pastor and Mommy's life. So why do you want to go and reverse the will? Just take the book and use it. Whatever they say you should say, say. I choose the fear of God, say it. I humble myself. Even when I don't feel like it, say it. Hello? Amen. You know the latest one? Amen. You want to act, think like God. Very simple. A Father, fill and cover me with your love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, and all that, so that in all circumstances, in all situations, I will think, speak, feel, and act like God. When you start saying it, you will start doing it. You will start having it. After you have said, then you pray in tongues. The power of the Holy Ghost will follow it to confirm it with signs and wonders following. You will see the manifestation. That's how to keep the word. He didn't say, Professor Lokpade, we have what your me Ibrahim say. He said, you, we have what you say. Did you get what I mean? So if you want to have it, you have to say it yourself. Amen. That book is full of confessions that will make us keep the word of God with ease. Just say it. And Pastor told us how to say it. He gives you instruction. We are privileged. Do you understand what I mean? That somebody has walked ahead of us and he can show us that this is the way, walk in it. It's actually pride to try to reinvent a wheel. If you have not finished using all the confession that are in that book, what is the purpose of crafting your own confession? It's not for a God to teach you. You know, the devil is very smart. You say, "Koti yeni." Amen. He will go and be tripping you on those areas. Do you understand? First of all, build the foundation in what you have been given. Then you can go further. Amen. Is it clear? Like Pastor Day was saying, they will take root downward. Then they will bring forth fruit upward. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And finally, think it. Someone say, think it. When Joshua took over the reins from Moses, God appeared. He said, Joe, are you hearing me? This book of the law shall not depart out of what? Your mouth. That's saying it, Abi. Thou shalt meditate therein day and night. That's thinking it. Then you will observe to do. Someone say observe to do. Until that word is in your mouth. And you are meditating it day and night. You will not see how to do it. Can I have Joshua chapter 1? Okay. Did you get it? Now, it wasn't Moses that taught Joshua. God himself came. He said, this is the principle of how to keep my word. In case you didn't get it when Moses was teaching you. In Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 14. In case you didn't get it, you are the leader of my people. If you don't get it, you must get it. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. It must be what you are saying. Number two, thou shalt meditate therein day and night. It must be what you are reading, meditating, and thinking. Then, what will happen? Thou may observe. Say observe. Say see. Lonje observe. See. 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 Someone say see. Is when you are saying the word and when you are meditating on it that you have revelation of how to do it. Is it special revelation? He said, then you will make your way prosperous and have a good success. That's what gave Joshua the victory. God has not changed. It's what will give us the victory. That was what Jesus used to. Amen. How to keep the word? Meditate in it day and night. Meditate in it day and night. Praise the Lord. Now, if you do these things, I mentioned five things: fearing and loving God, praying the word with all kinds of prayer in the spirit, you know, taking it by binding the devil, the strong man, talking it by speaking the word only and always, then thinking by meditating it day and night, then you will be able to keep it. The power will be there. The understanding will be there. The understanding, the light will be there. And the Spirit of God will be able to walk in you, because you have given the Spirit of God all the instruments that you need to do the work. You know, the Word of God is called the sword of the Spirit. So, for the Holy Spirit to use that sword, you must put it in His hand. Don't deny Him of that sword. Do you understand? Amen. Amen. Now, rounding up now. All these things we are talking about, we must now begin to do it more frequently, more fervently, with all diligence. You know, I've not said what we don't know. It is to do it now with a violence. There's something we are after. Like Pastor, we need to hasten the manifestation. The manifestation has been promised, it's available. And we are in a season. Amen. So we must do these things frequently, more fervently, with all diligence, so that we can keep the word of God effectively. We can perfect the love of God. Amen. And so hasten the manifestation of God's glory and power, so that we can be filled with all the fullness of God. Amen. Let's stand on our feet. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple.
Righteous altogether.
More
When he was talking to God about those disciples, I have manifested thy name unto them. That's what Pastor Mommy has been doing. They have been manifesting the name of God to us, the authority of God, the character of God, the power of God. Is that not so? We must submit to that authority. Then we will develop that character. Then when we develop to the level we are to develop it, we will be entrusted and then deal with that power. Then we'll be able to serve the purpose and the pleasure of God, and we will glorify God on the earth. That's our destiny. That's the roadmap. And to submit to God's authority, you have to keep the word. You have to obey the set men, authorities over us. You have to be in unity with other saints under the same authority. I hope you are getting it. It's time to make a new dedication, a consecration. To take this name of God that's been manifested to us and submit to his authority more and more. And develop his character more and more, so that we can be ready to be endued with the power. We must serve God and his purpose in our generation. We must. There is no other alternative. There is no other generation coming. We can't fail God. We will not fail God. Did you get it? Keeping the word of God is crucial now, more crucial than ever, because God depends on the company of those that are keeping his word to have access to that fullness of God bodily. Let's talk to God. Let's talk to God. Let's talk to God. Your own way. Make a purpose in your heart afresh to submit to divine authority. Express to his word, express to set men. Commit yourself to developing this character of God, so that when we are rooted and grounded in this character of God's love, we can be endued under covering. Let us pray. Let's put our right hand on our chest. Our right hand up, our left hand on our chest. Shall pray and say, Father, we confess our sins. So we clean with the blood from all unrighteousness. So that we can have access to fullness of the measure of life of God. Lord, have mercy on us as we pray. In Jesus' name we have life. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word that you have sent to me again to teach me, to instruct me on how to keep your word. Thank you for your name that has been manifested and has been manifested to me by our fathers and mothers in the Lord. Your authority, your character, your power. Lord, I make a fresh consecration with purpose of heart to submit more and more to divine authority under the set man that you have appointed over me, so that I can develop more and more of your character, O God, so that I can come to the place under covering that will be ready to be endued with this power of the Spirit without measure, first at borrowed level and ultimately at fullness level, so that I, under the covering of my stepfathers, can serve your purpose and your good pleasure in our generation. And so glorify your name on the earth so as to hasten the manifestation of your glory and power to save creation and to save mankind. Thank you, Father, as you help me to give myself continually to keeping your word by fearing and loving you more, by praying more and more with all kind of prayer in the spirit. Oh, by binding the devil in the air, by speaking your word, and by meditating there in their night, so that I can observe to do all the word of God. And so I will make my way prosperous and have a good success in fulfillment of your good pleasure in our generation. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Let's pray fervently in the Spirit over this. Jeklo robo sataya, brekopa, brekopaya, brema kasata kapoko palaba katakata korobo stande, rabababababa, jagade kaligabo, rabababababaya, balabadu deyede, rabalabadu balebaya, balubaya, barubaya, barubade, rabababababa, ayadu de badudu baya, barubade, balubade, rabababababa, ayadu de do, rabakupalibaka, rabakapayabu, rabadu de badudu badudu barabaka, topalabakaria, rabababa, hayakute kute, rabababa, rabababaya, Rabba baba baba ya, rabba dudu badudu 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 baraba dudu yedu baraba kapa, bale baya bromado ya stade ba maku teketeria, rabba baba baba ba, rabba baba 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 ayadu de, rabba maya klorobuso rekata bromoko libaya bramade, rabba kupale bakute kata kata kata, rudeya 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 rudeya. Rudeya mikato mikate bakale bokoporia raba baba babaya raba kupali raba kapaya bamakote bao kapale bamakupa bakupole raba kapaya bamakute kete likata. Father, we thank you. Lord Jesus, we thank you as you help us more and more to give ourselves continually to these things, more frequently, more fervently, and so hasten your coming and manifestation in our day. In Jesus' name.